I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily community meditation, where today we're talking about how grace teaches us. We're going to be taking a look at a couple passages of scripture, one coming from Romans chapter 6 and the other one coming from Titus, talking about how we're no longer slaves to sin because we're not under the law, but we're under grace. And then in Titus, it tells us that it's grace that teaches us to say no to ungodly living and live self-controlled, upright, godly lives in this present age. It's grace that teaches us and empowers us to do right. We always think it's rules and laws that make us want to do the right thing, but grace softens our hearts and empowers us from the inside to do the right things. It gives us the power to carry it out. It teaches us and softens our heart to be able to do those things. So why are we taking communion every day? Jesus says, as often as you do this, remember me. It's this opportunity to stir his sacrifice into our remembrance and make it active and relevant right now, today, in this present moment. Helps us to abide in him so that our lives produce much fruit. In 1 Corinthians 11:26, the Apostle Paul says, every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which in the case of a will or an inheritance, it's proving the death that activates all of the benefits. Nothing happens until you proclaim or you prove the death. So communion, in a sense, is like an activation of all these benefits that we have in the new covenant. And it's this opportunity to combine the spiritual principles of the sacrifice of Jesus, stir them into our mind and imagination and remembrance, and combine it with something practical and physical in the cracker and juice that we do. And I believe it unites our entire spirit, soul, and body together. But it's important we take it the right way. Every day to take it with the fear of the Lord, with that honor and reverence and deep respect for God, with joy and delight. So the process we typically use, we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to examine ourselves and to say, you know what, how are we doing today? Are we making today a masterpiece? Are we getting connected to God? Are we walking in those things that we know to do today? And then after our workout, we've been talking about some physical, practical workout stuff, exercise. Because I truly believe physical exercise is a physical representation or expression of exercising our faith. It teaches us the principles of how to receive this grace by faith and get this grace flowing through us. And once we understand how to do that, becomes just an easy, natural overflow as we begin to apply it into other areas of our lives as well. So let's get started with our prayer, and then we'll get into our time of communion for today. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe, the same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities to do good and be a blessing today. Help us be sensitive to those opportunities and to make the most of those opportunities today. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal, and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So we're going to go through the other half of prayer. This is what we talk about. Are we making today a masterpiece? And how are we going to do that? We're going to get connected to the master. We talk about executing these four fundamentals and bringing some presence and some energy and some fun into the day today. But our four fundamentals, getting positioned in the light, magnifying that light, staying tuned in today for God's leading and direction, and then taking action, doing those things that we know to do, and doing them together in partnership with God. So our first one, let's get positioned in the light today. Every day, we got to keep repositioning ourselves back into the light. And remember, this is the on-off switch. Either we're in the light or we're in the darkness. There's no in-between. Got to maintain our positioning throughout the day. Our first one, let's get positioned in humility. Humble, willing to grow, willing to change, willing to honor others, to submit to God, to learn new things and grow and be teachable. Because it's the humble that are given grace. We're going to receive that grace and forgiveness from God. We're going to receive it from Him. We're going to walk in grace and forgiveness with ourselves. And this forgiveness is going to flow through us out to other people. Walking in grace and forgiveness with them. We're going to be positioned in love today. Externally focused. How can I do good? How can I be a blessing? Always hoping, always trusting, always persevering, kind and gentle. We're going to take our position today in gratitude and praise. One of the greatest expressions of faith. And as we take our position, we're stepping into that light. We're walking in that light. We've got access to everything God has. God has taken everything He has and He gave it to Jesus. And we get to be in Him today. We've got access to His spirit and power and presence, His love, His peace, His joy, His mind, His wisdom. All the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hidden in Christ. His health and energy, His kingdom, His finances, His time, become part of His family. We got purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. All hidden in Him. Then we're going to start to magnify that light, to make it bigger and greater, where God can flow more and more of all this through us, to expand the capacity, to build a bigger pipeline, where God can flow more of all that living water through us. It's all about what we're focused on, what we're thinking about, what we're talking about. Where's our attention throughout the day? What are we meditating on in our mind and heart? So to magnify the light, we can magnify God's word, be thinking about it and talking about it and studying it diligently, to be rolling it over in our mind throughout the day, to be meditating on His unfailing love and faithfulness and mighty works that nothing's impossible with Him. To magnify and meditate on our righteousness in Christ. We got right standing with God today. He eagerly desires to help us. Can magnify every good thing that He put within us. We got treasure in jars of clay. And just stay focused on all the things that are going right, all the things that are going well. To set our minds on those things. This is not denying that there's issues or problems. Rather, it's facing them. It's bringing them into the light. It's facing the giants. Rather than hiding from them or running away from them, it's facing them, bringing them into the light and magnifying God as bigger than those problems and issues. Choosing not to magnify the issues and problems and make them any bigger than they really are. But God does give us the choice. We could choose not to do any of this. We could stay stuck in pride and rebellion, insisting on our own way, bitterness, resentment, unforgiveness, venting, complaining, magnifying the issues and the problems, trying to figure it all out ourselves. And for a lot of people, I think it's not that they're trying to magnify darkness. They just don't know all that's been made available. They don't have the understanding of all God's made available in Christ. So they feel like all the weight and pressure of life is sitting on them, and they got to try to figure it out rather than resting and trusting in God, casting those cares onto Him. And so we've got to recognize the symptoms. Whichever one we're positioned in, whichever one we're magnifying, is going to begin to produce symptoms in our life. To be positioned in darkness, magnifying darkness, might be the tendency to retaliate at people, to snap at people, try to get back at people, to withhold good things we know we should be doing because they did that to me, they said that to me. avoiding people, giving them the silent treatment, withdrawing our presence. Then on the inside, you'll feel that weight and that heaviness, that pressure just sitting on you on the inside. It might feel hopeless for your situation. It might feel powerless, hopeless, helpless, trapped or stuck. I think of being positioned in darkness. It's like a black hole. It just sucks the energy out of you. Then emotionally, there's the fear and stress and worry, dread of the future, and you feel like you're stuck in these vicious cycles that seem to keep just repeating over and over again. But when we're in the light, there is this rest in our soul. And the more we magnify it, the more that rest begins to grow. And when we rest, God goes to work. And now everything is free and easy and effortless and energizing because I've got His peace and His joy and His love and His power and His spirit, His mind and wisdom all flowing. And all of a sudden, we got hope in any and every situation because we've got God with us. He just begins to effortlessly set us free, breaking us free of bad habits, bad patterns, things we've been stuck in, things that look like there was no hope for. Just begins to set us free. And if all that weren't enough, God gives us this amazing gift of grace. If we ever get off track, it just takes a moment to turn it back around. Because one of our biggest challenges throughout the day is sustaining our positioning and our focus, what we're focused on throughout the day. If you ever get off track, you can turn it right back around. We can get right back into the light again. How do we do it? Number one, humble ourselves. Humble ourselves. Receive that forgiveness from God. Father, forgive me. Forgive ourselves in the middle. Walk in grace and forgiveness with other people. If you need to reconcile a relationship, we take those steps. And then we just start praising and thanking God that He's with us, He's for us, He's more than enough for His grace and His love and His goodness. And you'll feel that shift on the inside. You'll feel that weight lift off you on the inside, like the pressure comes off of you. You'll feel that peace and that joy and that love and the energy just begin to flow through you again. All just by changing our focus, receiving that grace from Him. Then we're going to stay tuned in today. Every day in His grace, God's trying to lead us and guide us and train us and teach us. My favorite way to do this is with a journal before bed. I like to start with gratitude and praise to get positioned in the light. Then I like to magnify. What went well today? What went well today? What are the ways I saw God showing up today? And then I'll get still and I'll ask this question. God, what are you trying to show me today? Is there anything that I missed? And just get still for a few minutes. And whatever comes into my mind, just begin to write that down. And just begin to record my journey with God each day. And then we've got to stay tuned in as we go throughout the day. He may course correct us. He may take us on a little different path than was expected as the day unfolds. Just staying tuned in and connected to Him. If you ever feel like you're losing that connection, we can just slow down for a minute or two. Doesn't take long. Just get plugged back into Him again. Think of it like plugging in your phone. It's getting low on battery. You've got to plug back into Him. When we're unsure on something, we don't know what to do, which steps to take, we can ask Him. But then we've got to wait until we know. I learned I was getting ahead of God in some ways at times because I was asking Him what to do, but I wasn't waiting for Him to unfold it to me. And I was getting ahead of Him. So the last thing I like to do in my journal before bed is plan out the upcoming day with God. What do I know to do? Not the things I'm unclear on, not the things I'm uncertain on, not the things that are for next week. What do I know to do today, over the next day today? I'll get still, ask God that question. God, what's on your plan today? Then I write out, what do I know to do? Anything on my to-do list that I know needs to get done? Anything in my conscience? Anything I've been procrastinating on? Anything I say to myself, you know what, I keep meaning to do that, but I keep putting it off or if I keep forgetting to do it. Anything you have a leading or excitement to do for today. We write out the plan and we wake up like a kid on Christmas morning. First thing in the morning, we're going to take our position. We're going to get connected to Him. Just start praising and thanking Him, get connected to Him, start magnifying Him. And then we're going to walk out that plan together with Him today with full confidence in Him. He's right there with us, helping us to execute that plan. And as we do this, it does something like magnetize us. You get that grace flowing through you in your life. It begins to beautify. God is the source of beauty. When His grace flows, it beautifies. And beauty is attractive and magnetic, and it just begins to pull more and more of everything God has for us into our lives. So let's take a look at these scriptures today. This is Romans chapter 6, 14. It says, "For sin shall no longer be your master." Sin will no longer be your master. Why? Because you're not under the law, but you're under grace. When we understand grace, we're no longer under sin. Sin's no longer going to have mastery or dominion over us. Because it's grace, we're going to see here, that teaches us to say no. This is Titus verse 11. I think it's just one chapter in Titus. It says, "For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. And it teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age." Now notice, when does it teach you to do that? Right now. In this present age, right now, it teaches you how to do that today. Sin will no longer be your master. Why? Because grace is going to soften our hearts. It's going to empower us from the inside. It's going to teach us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. That's what grace has the potential to do. We often think rules and laws are the way that you get somebody to change. But it's grace that changes our hearts and gives us the power and the want to, the desire to do right on the inside, and the ability to carry it out. So we're going to take communion over this today. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for you and for your grace and for all that you and Jesus went through to connect us back to you. And we just thank you for your grace, that you treat us better than we deserve, and that your grace is also the empowerment on the inside to teach us to live the right way, to give us the power and the desire to live the right way, to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. We're receiving that from you today. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." He said, "Take it. Receive it," that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. That sin will no longer be our master, because we're not under the law, but we're under grace. And that grace is going to teach us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age, right now, today. Father, we thank you for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. I believe as we experience this grace just flowing through us, it just helps us to know God that much better. And that's what it's all about. So Father, we thank you for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about walking it out today. Let's get connected to him. Take our position in the light. Let's get this grace flowing through us today. Let's talk about some workout stuff. We've got a daily communion workout that goes along with our daily communion meditations. If you don't have the workout, if you go to our website, theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com, and you get on our email list every day when the communion meditations go out, there's also a workout attached to them. What do you do if you miss a day? We're practicing taking a graceful approach to our exercise, which means we can do it every day. because we're relying on God to do the work. We can do it every day. But what happens if you miss a day for whatever reason? You forget, you get busy, who knows why? You just miss a day. What do? You get right back on track the next day. Sometimes there's a tendency to miss a day, and then it goes into 2 days, 3 days. And the next thing you know, it's been a week since you've done it. Making quick corrections. If you get off track, just get right back on track the next day. You got to give yourself that grace. Sometimes we beat ourselves up mentally and emotionally because we messed up. We missed it, whatever. We missed a workout. We missed a meal. We did whatever. Just get right back on track the very next day. Get right back into your normal routine the very next day. But I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.